called this series, say it with me, potential. Say it out loud. What's it mean? Possible, capable, and well able. We all have potential. Say, I have potential. I have potential. I have some potential. But, you know, if you don't think you matter, if you don't have value, I'm no good, I'm not loved, I'm a nothing. Well, buddy, Satan has you just pinned in. The thief comes to steal, to kill, destroy. I'm coming that you might have life and might have it more abundantly or to the full. It doesn't mean you're going to get a new house, new car, all that, and you're going to win the Price is Right and a $1.6 billion lottery. It don't mean all that. It means that there's a life for me, a life that I can live, a purpose and meaning. I have what? Potential. And Gideon, we found this man. He's about starved to death behind a wine press where we met him in our story. Keep looking, buddy. Push me if you don't mind. What's all that? I was good at math back in the day, but now I couldn't tell you a thing about it. Amen. Know all that stuff you learned, all that math and all that mess, amen? And then you're like, what? I ain't used it since. You know 3 plus 4 and all that? You're going to use that one. I'm telling you right there. That's the one you're going to use, baby. Amen. Some crazy math. I call this message. Now, I've preached this passage many times in my life. It's one of those, it's crazy. It's right, you know, with Noah and the flood and Moses and the Red Sea and Jonah and the whale. And it's Gideon and Joshua and the walls that fell. This is one of them. This is one of the, if you wrote down just like great stories in the Bible, you know, that make movies of, this is it. Y'all ready? Yes or no? Y'all ready? Set up? Listen, here we go. Come on. 99% God, 1% me. Say that with me. 99% and 1% me. You know, we go, no, it's all God. Amen. You're very spiritual, aren't you, when you say that? God says, no, did Jesus call us to be salt and light in this world? Did he or didn't he? Did he call us to give and it'll be given unto you? Yes or no? Did he tell us to love people? Yes or no? So I guess there is something about me that's important. Amen. But it's not all important. No, it's about 99% God and 1% me. Amen. But I need my 1% to be there for the Lord's work. Amen. And for my family and my life. So let's go. Then all the Midianites and the Amalekites and the children of the east, they were gathered together. Now, these are actually about 150,000 people. You'll see some math later, but it's about 150,000 gathered against Israel. Now, there's more than that, but these are the ones that's gathered against them. They pushed them up into the rocks and caves. Remember that? Yes or no? They're hiding out in the dens. They got hardly nothing to eat. And they're coming now against Israel. They pitched in the valley of Jezreel. There's this valley, or the valley of Jehoshaphat. It's where the blood will flow in the book of Revelation. Also, some Old Testament prophecies talk about the great battle of Armageddon one day. It's a huge flat area, and the mountains are here. It's like a gigantic football field that goes and goes and goes and goes for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. And they're out there. That's the place you want to be. Amen. You've got these people pinned in. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon who? Say it with me. Came upon who? Gideon. Now, we saw this last week. And he blew a trumpet. Now, he didn't start out. That's what's wrong with most folks. They start out blowing their horn too early. No, he got humble before the Lord. He started having a relationship with the Lord. And then he got that encouraging thing that he needed in his life. The Spirit of the Lord was in him. And all of a sudden, this guy's got some life. This little guy. Because he said, I'm the least of my tribe. I'm a nobody. And now all of a sudden, he's becoming a leader right before our very eyes. Amen. How many have been with us during the messages? Let me see some hands. So you sort of know where we're at. If you don't, that's all right. We're going to catch right up. I don't try to preach way up here. We're going to get her done. Amen. So he blew a trumpet. And Abiezer or his people were gathered after him. Amen. So there's some people now that are starting to believe like Gideon, that we're tired of living in this hole. That's our land out there. What's going on here? And he sent messengers throughout all Manasseh, who also was gathered after him. And he sent messengers unto, say it with me, say this part with me, Asher, Zebulun, Naphtali, and these tribes, not all the 12 tribes, just these, came to meet his tribe of Manasseh. Okay? There's 12 tribes in Israel. He didn't call them all, but he called several. Probably the ones that were in proximity somehow. Y'all with me so far? Yes or no? We can't re-preach all the other messages. You got to catch up with me. Then Jerubbaal. It's not Jerubbabel. Okay? There is a Jerubbabel. This is Jerubbaal. Got it? Can you say that with me? Jerub. Why is he called Jerubbaal? Because of what we learned last week. Remember? Remember? He went and threw over the altar of Baal, chopped down the grove, made an offering. And then the enemies came against him. His own family, is the men of the city. And they go, we got to kill him because he threw down Baal. And his daddy, who was a crazy man, he was the one that set the thing up, started worshiping this false god. But his daddy loved his boy enough to say, why have you got to plead for that god? If he's really God, let him kill my boy. Amen. And that's why we said last week about Islam, a strong statement, but it's the truth. See, since Mohammed is not anything but a false prophet, and Allah is nothing but a made-up god, that's why they have to do his bidding and cut off arms and cut off heads and with the sword. That's how Mohammed conquered, by the way. He conquered with the sword. Jesus called us to conquer with love and with the gospel. Y'all hear me? Yes or no? Amen. See? We don't need to go out there and cut people up in the name of Jesus because he's God. And he can overcome. He can save to the uttermost without us doing that. Amen or oh me? Did you hear me? And so he gave us some real wisdom, this daddy. So he called him. He said, boy, I'm going to name you Jerubbaal, which means Baal pleads. So the rest of his life, he had that sort of name as Jerubbaal. Amen. And Gideon lived. His father's wisdom dispersed the crowd, and he's fine. So now, we're flipping the chapter now. We haven't missed a verse in chapter 6 yet. Then Jerubbaal, who's Gideon, say Gideon, help. And all the people that were with him, they rose up early and they pitched beside the well of Herod. Not Herod in the New Testament. No, just the well of Herod. So that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Marah in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, now hang in here with me. The title of the message today is some crazy math. 99% God, 1% me. And the Lord said to Gideon, you called all these tribes and everything? You got too many. You got too many people. There's too many people with you for me to give the Midianites into your hands. Why? Say it with me. Lest what? Israel do what? Vaunt themselves against me saying, we did it. So I'm going to cut your crowd down, Jack. Got the English? You got a crowd of folk? We're going to cut them down so that you're going to know it was the Lord that did this. Amen. Say. And that's the beautiful thing about pain in our life. Now, Satan will use that against us. He'll make us feel like we're nothing, we're nobody. But the beautiful thing about pain is when you come to the end of yourself so often, that's where you meet God. When I ain't got but just a little bit of strength. And God says, great, now I got him where I can use him. Amen. How many of the Lord used something horrible in your life to actually get your attention in a big way? It was a bad situation. It was bad. Could have been something you did, something somebody did to you, but thankfully you listened. Amen. And I can say that repeatedly in my life. So God says, now go proclaim in the ears of the people, the army, saying, whosoever's scared, y'all can go home. You can leave right now, go to Mount Gilead, and there returned 22,000 of them, and there remained how many? Did you get some crazy math right there? Coach, I believe that's real numbers of a football team. About two-thirds think they can't. Did you hear me? About two-thirds are scared. I think that's real math in real life. You hear me, yes or no? Well, why ain't everybody with me? Because it ain't ever going to be that way. You hear me? All he had to say, all y'all, any of y'all scared, y'all go home. Boom! 22,000. Whoop! Wonder what Gideon thought. He's probably feeling pretty good about himself, wasn't he? Blew that horn. He like, look at this, look at this, look at this. We're going to whoop butt. And that many of them scared. Too many! Too many! 32,000 started, 22,000 left. There's 10,000 that stayed. Now that don't mean they want some of them scared too. They're just too scared to say they're scared. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people are yet too many. What? Just lost 22,000 of them. Bring them down to the water. What? Yep. And I'm going to try them there for you. I'm going to do this for you. You don't need to worry about it. I'm going to do it. This shall go with you. The same shall go with you. And of whomsoever I say to you, they ain't going with you. Got it? We're going to go down to water and we're going to do something. Are y'all cool so far? Yes or no? How many, be honest, you've never heard the story right here of Gideon? Let me see some hands. You don't know. Whoo, that's a third of the audience. You're sitting on the edge of your seat. Just let me believe it, okay? Please. And the Lord said to Gideon, people are yet too many. Bring them down to the water. I'm going to try them there. It's going to be that whom I say is going to go with you. These are going to go with you. The same I say ain't going, they ain't going. Whomsoever I say unto you, okay? That's the way it's going to be. So God says, I'm going to try them. Whom I say to you, that's going to go with you. Got it? That's the way it's going to be, Gideon. And who I say unto you, they ain't going with you. They ain't going with you. I'm sending them home. So he brought down the people into the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that laps of the water with his tongue as a dog laps, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, everyone that bows down upon his knees to drink. So you got two here. Some seemingly are doing this. Got it? Wait. And then some are doing this. They're bowing down like this. You hear me? Got it? Two groups. And the number of them that lapped putting their hand to their mouth like this, look. Or how many? 300. Y'all okay? You're alive? This is killing me. But the rest of the people bowed down on their knees to drink. Who wouldn't? Who wouldn't when there's water there and you thirsty as all get out? You get out and you lay your mess down. You get out in there. You get on your knees. You almost get in the water. Amen. Say, get your head in it. Woo! Feels good. Only crazy people would do this. I call them dog lappers. The dog lappers were how many? See, I want to be a dog lapper. The bow downers were 9,700. I don't want to be a bow downer. Amen. You'll see. And the Lord said unto Gideon, this is hilarious right here. He had 32,000 to start with. And I'm sure he thought, well, at least I might have 9,700. You know what I mean? By the 300 that lapped, I'm going to save you. What? 32,000, 22,000 scared. Now you're taking 9,700 away from me. And I'm going to deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go home. Bye, boys. See ya. What? Can't you see them going all wet and everything? They're just a mess. They've been swimming in the water even. Bye. The dog lappers, that's your team, Gideon. Send the 9,700 home. Y'all all right so far? Amen. You're going to learn the story of Gideon if it kills me. God wants us to know, what did we learn so far about his math? God wants us to know, say it with me, it's only about how much and how much him. You might say, Clark, where'd you get that math from? Well, 32,000 down to 300 is 1%. Did you hear me? That's how I got the math. So the people took victuals or victuals. Can you say victuals? Took them victuals. Got them some food. In their hand, they got them some victuals. 300 of them. Got their food.
and they got their trumpets. He sent the rest of Israel, every man to his tent. He retained those 300 men, and the host of Midian was beneath him in the valley. So now 32,000. Now there's like 300 looking down. Oh my gosh, looking at about 150,000. It's craziness. Why is God doing this? Well, he already told us one answer. To keep Israel from being what? Yes or no? Say it with me. To keep Israel from what? This is a church that belongs to Jesus Christ. This is the Lord's work. The Lord put it in my heart years ago to build a church that's non-denominational. I didn't even know what I was doing. Still don't. That anybody can come to. Anybody can come to. How many were former Catholics, or you might still be thinking you're Catholic? Let me see your hand. Let me see your hands. Okay. How many totally you were just like not even a believer? You were just like somebody just wandering around. Let me see your hand. Come on. My hand's there. There we go. There's several of us. Doesn't mean you weren't a hard worker, different things. Here's the point. That's what the Lord put in my heart. I want us to be Inglewood's church. Say that with me. I want us to be. We ain't there yet. We got work to do, battling to be done. But that's what's in my heart. I want this to be Inglewood's church. It's not a denomination. No group from outside owns it. And who gets all the credit here? God gets all the credit here, period. Amen. Where do you get crazy things like that from, Clark? Right from stories like this. God wants it to be about 1% us and 99% His Holy Spirit power. Amen. Say. Let's praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. I want to hear you now. Come on. That's what He wants. That's what He wants. Amen. And that's what He's been doing. Amen. Okay. I'm just throwing that out right. This is something good for us. Good for a church. Good for your family. It's good for your business. Oh, it's my business. My money. My money. My money. Well, we're going to see where that goes with you. We're going to see. Amen. How much is happiness worth? Yes or no? Amen. How much is contentment worth? Godliness with what is great gain? Godliness with what? Contentment, the Bible says, is what? Great gain. So this is a lesson throughout the Bible. So the Lord said to Gideon, the people there with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into your hands. Let Israel vaunt themselves against me, etc., etc. Keep going. We already said that, but we said it again. Some scriptures on that. Though the Lord be high, yet he hath respect to the who? Lowly, but the proud, he doesn't even know these people. Six things the Lord hates, seven abominations. Which is number one? A proud what? He hates pride. God hates that. He won't work with you nor me if we're full of us. If it's 99% us and 1% God, fat chance of God doing something in your life. Amen. Pride goes before what? Destruction. A haughty spirit before what? A fall. He gives more grace, God does. Wherefore, God says, God resists the who. Gives grace to the who. Humble. Amen. Keep pushing. Push me. Humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, and He'll do what? He'll exalt you in what time? His time. His time. The key is humility, not pride. That's the whole reason He's doing some crazy math. Maybe He's doing crazy math in your life. But instead, you've been blaming God. You've been blaming Him. You've been blaming Him. Yeah, well, she left me. Or in my case, you know, mama was killed. Listen, things happen to us on planet Earth. Wicked, evil, horrible things happen to us on this earth. It's up to us when these things happen to fall down at the feet of Jesus. To give Him praise. He won't leave us. So how about you don't leave Him? How about that? Amen. Say. And see if He won't lift you up and take the mess in your life and turn it into a miracle. I'm telling you, He does this. Y'all hear me or not? Say, I'm not just crazy up here. I've lived it. I've seen it. Okay? This is God's will. This is God's math. I call it some crazy math. But see, now here's the sad part. Television preachers try to get rich with this math. That's not what this is about. Never was about that. Never was about money. It's about people. It's about people giving glory and credit to the Lord. Amen. It's about humility. So this is the whole plan. Came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, arise, you get down to the host, for I've given them to you. I've given them to you. Go get them. Woo! So I've delivered him to your hands. But I love the Lord. Aren't you glad God's patient with us? Can we give him some more credit this morning? Thank you, Lord, for being patient with me. I worry. I fret. I excuse make. I whine at times. You know, it's a wonder God didn't kick me straight in the face. But God's been good to me. You hear me? And this is what he was to Gideon. He sees Gideon. He knows Gideon. You had 32,000. You were all hyped up, Gideon. But 22 of them, you didn't know it, son. They scared. They go run as soon as they see the people coming. And the others, they ain't focused like I need them to be. And plus, I want it to be me that's doing all this, Gideon. And here's what he says. But Gideon's scared to death. But if you fear, Gideon, to go down, if you fear, well, who wouldn't? Yes or no? Say, 300 against like 150,000 people. Oh, we're good. If you fear, you go with Plura, your servant, down to the host. Go where? Go down to them. Go down to them. You go down to them. Shh, be quiet, though. And you're going to hear what they're saying about you and me. And afterwards, your hands are going to be what? Guys, that's why you need to be in the Word of God. You need to hear what God says. We're just using our own wisdom. I don't understand the Bible. Well, then stay stupid. Stay weak. You can memorize scripture. Girl came to me last week. Her mother was murdered like my mother was before her eyes. 12 years ago, 14 years ago. She struggles with it terribly. Has horrible nightmares. You know what I told her? What I've had to do. I told her, memorize Psalm 23. If you know verse 1, say it with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down. You know it. Some of you know it. Y'all are to go home and memorize it. Because trouble's coming. Trouble's coming. And to be able to lay at night when that trouble comes, to lay down in your head at night and just to quote that thing, if you need to quote it 4 or 5 times, the Lord's with me. Amen. Good stuff, man. Gideon scared. He said, but I get it. I get your being scared. I know that. I know that. I'm God and you're not. You're going to be strengthened. And so what'd Gideon do? Then went Gideon down with Plura because he's scared to death. He went down with Plura's servant. They were outside of the armed men. So they're sleeping. The camp's asleep, but there's some armed men. Got it? Seemingly what happened here. So the enemy was so numerous, like grasshoppers, you couldn't even count them. You couldn't even count them. And we saw it again, the Midianites, the Amalekites, they were like grasshoppers. So many of them. Keep going, buddy. The I had a dream speech. Say that with me. The I had a dream speech. Yeah, one right in the Bible. When Gideon was come, to the outside of the camp. Are y'all sleeping on me? No, you ain't. You ain't sleeping. You know you ain't. You're sneaking with me? Okay, we're sneaking together. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a what? I had a dream. Here's one of the enemy soldiers who had a dream. And he said, behold, I dreamed a dream, and behold, lo, a cake of barley bread. How many have had a crazy dream before? I mean, just crazy, don't make no sense at all. Well, one of these jokers had one too. Had a cake of barley bread, and it tumbled down that mountain up there. Because they in the valley. And it came on a tent and just flat out squashed that tent. That it fell and overturned it and the tent lay long ways. They just talking late at night like guys do. I imagine women do it too. They just talking. He telling about his dream. Well, Gideon was there hearing it. And his fellow answered him, his fellow soldier said, this ain't nothing else save the sword of the Lord. Save the sword of who? Of Gideon. I can see his big old eyeballs getting big. Because they could see those gathering troops up there. They could see what was going on. They didn't know it was down to 300. They knew trouble was coming. They knew the stories of Israel, how they had gone and conquered lands. And it bothered this joker. The one guy had the dream. The guy who was really bothered was the guy that heard it. He said, it's nothing but Gideon, the son of Joash. He's a man of Israel. I bet they had him 10 feet tall. And yet he probably won't but 5'3". Isn't that how we do when we get scared? Yes or no? There's fear in that camp. For into his hand God is going to deliver Midian and all the host. And he's one of the soldiers saying that. He is scared to death. Gideon heard that dream. And it was so when Gideon heard the telling of the dream and the interpretation thereof that he what? Gideon what? He's in the woods. Oh my gosh. Forgive me, Lord. This really might happen. With God, all things are what? Possible. And he returned to the host of Israel. He said, arise, get up, for the Lord's delivered into your hands the people of Midian. Isn't this a great story? The I know we can do this thing speech. So the I had a dream speech, and now we got the I know we can do this thing speech. This is my language. This is how I talk. The Lord's delivered the enemy into your hands. And he divided the 300 men into how many? Three groups. He put a trumpet in every man's hand, a ram's horn. And empty clay pots with some kind of light inside those pitchers, a fire inside that pot that would make light. Y'all with me so far? Where are their guns? He ain't got none. Because God wants it to be what? 99% what? Him and 1% who? So there is 100. Got it? 100. A trumpet in one hand, a pitcher in the other. Clay pot. Lit up. He said unto them, look on me and do likewise. Say that with me. Look on me and do likewise. You might not like me sometimes when I say you can make it. You might not like it sometimes when I say you matter, you have value. You might not like it sometimes when I say, stop, you're whining. Because I'm telling that to myself. You hear me? I ain't just preaching down to you people. I'm trying to tell you what the Lord's done in my life. Amen. And that's what Gideon's saying. He says, you look on me. We need to do that with one another. Not worship one another, but we need to look to one another. Amen. How'd you make it? How'd you get through that? Help me. That's good stuff, ain't it? Yes or no? You look on me. When I come to the outside of the camp, it's going to be that as I do, you do. When I blow a trumpet, I and all that with me, then you blow your trumpets. How hard is this, guys? This isn't that hard. On every side of the camp. And say this. Say it out loud. Here we go. The sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Now here's what I want to do. I want to say that really loud. Are you with me? That last line. Say it really stinking loud. 1, 2, 3. The sword of the Lord. We would get our tail kicked if you say it like that. I'm going to give you one more chance. Your life is at, you know, not really, but just act like it is. One more time. Say it. Well, back it up. Say that last line really loud. 1, 2, 3. The sword of the Lord. We just might scare somebody now. Keep going, buddy. Thank you. Some crazy math. We're learning some today. So what happened? Oh, it didn't work. It's a failure. God lies. He's picking on me. I can't make it. Woe is me. I quit church. Well, congratulations. Put your faith in the Lord. Now, you got to do your 1%. And 1% don't mean a tiny amount. Compared to what God does, you got to do a good bit. Amen. So Gideon and the 100 men that were with him came outside the camp at the beginning of the middle watch of the night. And they had but newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpets, and they broke those clay pots. So they, fire going places. And the three companies blew the trumpets, so it all happened. They break the pitchers, so they're in different locations surrounding that army. Amen. If you sleeping, how many ever woke up one night because you thought something happened and you were scared to death? Let me see your hand. Come on. You ever woke up and thought something happened? Here's what happened. You got to go home with me to Thanksgiving sometime and hear the family stories. My two sisters, Janice and Anna, the oldest, they raised me. They're 12 and 11 years older than me. They slept together. We were poor as dirt. They slept together in one room. And Janice used to love the spooky movies. Okay? And it was dark and we lived in a bad part of town. And so one night, Janice wakes up. Here she's sleeping with Ann, pitch dark, bad part of town. She wakes up. There's a man in the room! There's a man in the room! Scared my sister Ann to death. What do you think if somebody wakes up and says that? There's a man in the room! There's a man in the room! My sister Ann hauled off and knocked a snot out of Janice. Wham! Woke her up. What I'm trying to say to you, when these jokers blew them horns, there was a man in the room. Are you hearing me? There's a man in the room. That man is the Lord. The sword of the who? Lord. And the three companies blew the trumpets and brake their pitchers and held the lamps in their left hands and the trumpets in their right hands and blew with all and they cried. I got ahead of myself, Rod. Let's do it again. Let's say it real loud. Real loud. One, two, three. The sword of the Lord. Can you try it one more time? You'll be fine. You're probably going to hurt something. Here we go. One more time. The sword of the Lord. Did you see how loud just I am? Wonder how loud you would be if you didn't say it loud enough. You would be just cut to pieces with their swords. You think you might get a little excited? You might think you might give it all you got? Yes or no? I can't blow no trumpet. You think you'd muster enough air that night to blow something? Yes or no? Amen. Say. And they stood every man in his place round about the camp, and all the hosts ran. They started, oh my God, there's a man in the room! And they fled. And the 300 blew the trumpets. The Lord said, every man's sword, there it is, all of them turned on one another, just like my sister slapped Janice. She loved Janice. She didn't love her at that second. You might say, how does somebody kill somebody like that? Let me tell you something. If your whole camp is surrounded, horns blowing, because behind those horns you're expecting there must be thousands of army men. They're just all horn blowers. There ain't nobody behind them. And all that breaking and mess going on. There's a man in the room. They're convinced of it. And they cried and they fled. The 300 blew the trumpets. The sword of the Lord set every man's sword. Don't forget that, the 99% here. The Lord set their swords against them. Even throughout the host, and the host fled to Beth Shitta, words I don't like to say, Zararath, the border of Abel Mahola unto Tabith. I mean, good grief. I'm glad I live in Englewood. Are you hearing me? Englewood. Just spell it right, brother. Excuse me. I just read the Bible as I go. Here we go. And the men of Israel gathered themselves together out of Naphtali. Listen, that's the tribes, Asher, and out of Manasseh. And now guess what? All these others are gathering now. Remember the ones that weren't being used? Well, the ones that were scared, ain't it amazing when you hear about so many people are getting killed, now they get all this energy, don't they? That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. It's part of God's plan. And so now all of them start pursuing all these people. And Gideon sent messengers throughout all Mount, say this with me, Mount who? You got to know this. This is part of next week's message. Say it with me. Sent all through Mount what? Ephraim. Say Ephraim. Ephraim is the prominent tribe in Israel. The largest. It was never mentioned till now. Gideon didn't call on them to help him. Remember? He didn't mention their name. But now he's calling on Ephraim saying, come down against the Midianites. He's calling on this most prominent warlike part of the tribe of Israel. Come down against the Midianites. Take before them the waters at Bethbara and Jordan. Then all the men of Ephraim. Turn it back. Back it up. Then all the men of Ephraim gathered themselves together and they took the waters into Bethbara and Jordan. And they took two princes of the Midianites. Two princes. The Ephraimites took two princes. Say it with me. Oreb and who? You can say this ain't hard. Say it with me. Oreb and Zeb. These sound like people from my town. And they slew Oreb. They slew him on the rock of Oreb. And Zeb, they slew at the winepress of Zeb. They killed him right there. Who did? The tribe of Ephraim. And they pursued Midian and brought the heads of Oreb and Zeb to who? Here's the warriors of Israel, the largest prominent tribe, Ephraim, and they're bringing the heads to one little joker named who? How many, just say it again, you're amazed at where God has brought you from? Let me see some hands. You're just amazed. You're amazed what God's done in your life. He did it in Gideon's. Amen. I'm not strong enough. I'm not big enough. I'm a nobody. Listen, 1% you, 99% him, and you can be something. It's all about this, the math, potential. Jesus looking on them, say this verse with me. With men it is what? But not with God. Not with God, Jesus says. For with God all things are what? Possible. Thanks be to God, which gives us the what? Victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We're almost done. And all these things were more than what? Conquerors. Well, I only got 1%. Good, good. You're right there at the right math. I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I. But Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. I'm alive, but 1% of me is doing the work now. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. You mean if I just do my 1%, he's going to come through? Absolutely. Don't think 1% ain't nothing. 1%'s a lot. Because he's God and you're not. Give it your all. For me to live is what? And to die is gain. That's the kind of crazy math we need. I can do how many things? All things through who? Well, I ain't got my 1%. Yeah, you pitiful then, ain't you? But if you got, I can do all things, my 1%, because he has 99, that equals 100. Amen. See how it changes everything? But my God shall do what? Supply all my what? Needs according to his riches and glory by who? There's that 99 again, and 1% me. It's all through the Bible. It's crazy, isn't it? Moses, the Red Sea, Jonah, the well, Joshua, the wall, David and Goliath, it's all 99 and 1%. We have what? Some potential. See, it's a lie of the devil. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. What? His grace is sufficient. Amen. Some crazy math, 99% God, 1% me. Say it with me. Come on, potential, say it with me. Capable. And what? Let's thank the Lord for his word this morning. That was a great message. I'm going to tell you that right now.